Today is the first Friday of December, and yesterday we had our Advent recollection, so pretty much everybody is looking toward Christmas, Advent. But today is also the last Friday of Ordinary Time, and we're still in Ordinary Time, so we're in this transition between Christ the King and the beginning of Advent. The church actually makes this transition very smooth because both the end of Ordinary Time and the beginning of Advent are focused on the next step after this world. What comes next? Well, the second coming of Christ, the end of the world and the beginning of the new world, new heavens and new earth. Which sounds, of course, dramatic, and it is dramatic, but it's also something that takes place in the ordinary moments of life. We're participating in this transition all the time. And so in the liturgy and in the scriptures, you see this sometimes jarring shift from what's dramatic and tumultuous and what's very ordinary. Just to give one example, yesterday we celebrated Feast of St. Andrew, call of one of the apostles, a very important moment, a very important person. But in the gospel, Jesus was just walking along the shore and there's some fishermen taking care of their nets. The most ordinary situation. As if to say, God is at work even in the most ordinary situation. And this realization is set side by side with almost shocking statements. Jesus earlier this week was talking about earthquakes and plagues and famines and violent persecution, being put to death. Talking about the stages of shifting from this world to the next. And it's disturbing to read things like that. And then all of a sudden, in today's gospel, he says, well, think about the fig tree. This is right after he spoke about violent persecutions. Think about a fig tree or any tree. And we say, what? Wait a minute. We can't shift that quickly. Is this a huge, tumultuous, fantastic, frightening event? Or is this as ordinary as a tree growing? And of course, it's both. But listen to what he says in this gospel. Consider the fig tree or any other tree. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and you know that summer is now near. Okay, that's the way it is. Trees grow. Fruit trees have buds. They burst open. The normal course of events. And then he says, well, when you see those things happen, know that the kingdom of God is near. When you see ordinary life and ordinary growth of plants and work and shopping and cleaning house and getting up in the morning and going through our daily routine, know that the kingdom of God is near, he says. We don't have to wait around for the big earthquake. The kingdom of God is already near. Now, at the same time we're aware that the kingdom of God is present in ordinary moments, we are told many times in the scriptures that there are extraordinary moments. Today's first reading, again from the book of Daniel, we get one of the strangest of the readings of the year, this apocalyptic account of four beasts, weird beasts, a lion with eagle's wings that has a human mind and its wings are plucked, and a bear with three tusks that devours flesh, and then a leopard with four wings like a bird, four heads. You can't even imagine what this is. It's some kind of a nightmare? What is this? A horror movie from Hollywood with all its computer-generated images that are so fantastic you can hardly imagine? What about this last one? Terrifying, horrible, extraordinary strength with iron teeth, 10 horns and then a little horn which has eyes like a man and an arrogant speech. That's not ordinary life anymore. We're not talking about fig trees growing. We're talking about upheaval, frightening changes. But in the midst of this description of terrible, terrifying, strong powers in the world, we also get this description of the Ancient One, surrounded with splendor, seated on a throne, obviously in charge of everything, and this Son of Man who comes on the clouds of heaven and is presented before the Ancient One, and he receives power and glory and kingship. He receives power over every nation and every people. These descriptions of the Ancient One and of the Son of Man might be a little familiar to us because we read these sections of the book of Daniel at other times. I noticed that on the Feast of Christ the King, not this year, but some other year, I think in year B or C, we read the end of this passage about the coming of the Son of Man because it's a description of Christ the King. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. Great description of Christ the King. We celebrated on Sunday. We also read these passages about the Ancient One and about the Son of Man on the Feast of the Transfiguration in August. On the Feast of the Transfiguration, remember, Jesus is suddenly transformed from his ordinary appearance as a man walking around the dusty roads of Galilee to a glorious figure, brighter than the sun. It's another one of these side-by-side images of ordinary and extraordinary. And the first reading on the Feast of the Transfiguration is excerpts from this Daniel chapter 7, only the excerpts about the glorious figures of the Ancient One and the Son of Man. And on the Feast of the Transfiguration, we skip over all this business of fantastic beasts. But today we can see why these are put together. The story of these powerful, frightening, fantastic beasts is set next to the account of this regal authority in heaven and his son who receives an everlasting kingdom. What are we supposed to get from this? We're supposed to learn that the powers of this world, which are sometimes very frightening, are not going to remain in power, no matter how big they are, or how strong they are, or how arrogant they are, or whatever they happen to say, or whatever destruction they may cause. It's only for a time. So we can think of world powers. I talked about this earlier this week, the rise and fall of the various civilizations that dominated the world. Going back to the Babylonians, or the Greeks, or the Romans. Or up to nowadays, now we might say the Americans or the Chinese or the Indians or whoever's the dominant power, Russians, we say, well, or people think nowadays they're not worried about countries, they're worried about technology, artificial intelligence, people with nuclear weapons, maybe what would look like a minor power in the world, but could actually have a huge influence. And it's frightening to think that some maniac might start a nuclear war, or some computer wizard could destroy the economy in one day, this sort of thing. It's like these fantastic beasts. But then we're told, well, maybe that is frightening. Yeah, sure, there's power, and there are people being crushed, even as we speak. You know, war is going on. Terrible injustices, unimaginable suffering. But then there's a power greater than all these powers, by far greater. His throne is flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. Thousands upon thousands minister to him, all the angels. From the perspective of God, he's in charge, and he's not thrown off by wars and earthquakes and famines. It's all part of the growing of the tree. it's kind of normal to him. It is normal to him. He sees how it's going to bear its fruit. That's why Jesus can say, well, look at a fruit tree and see how it goes through its cycle of growth and bearing fruit. And understand that that's a good image of how the kingdom of God grows in the world. Don't get thrown off by the wars and the earthquakes. So here we are nearing the end of the liturgical year and the beginning of the liturgical year. And we're being told in the midst of the turmoil of our life or of the world, along comes Jesus. Jesus walking along the shore, Jesus born in poverty and laid in a manger, Jesus who was a carpenter. Jesus is this powerful king who has come, who has power over everything that might frighten us or disturb us. And when we're in his kingdom, we have nothing to fear. It's a message we've heard again and again, but today's readings make us realize it again. All these things are going to pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, he says, but my words will not pass away. What I do is what lasts. So don't get too disturbed by the tumult in the world. We keep our eyes, our hearts focused on Jesus Christ, our King.